Chapter 5. That's, I stuttered, unable to come up with the words to describe my disgust. Frank had no such trouble.
Loathsome, despicable, and subhuman.
Savages, Sohaila hissed, her breath singeing the corners of the papers. I'd felt her breath warm the air, but I'd never before seen it burn.
We must alert the witch communities and remaining Fae about what the Nephilim are planning.
But who can we trust? Frank asked, scowling.
The Nephilim are using their elves' gold to bribe Fae and witch alike. It's not just the Trolls. The Fenothari and the Pixies have signed oaths of allegiance to the Nephilim.
Frank held up two documents with heavy wax seals affixed to them.
We must do something, Sohaila insisted. We can't stand by and let these evil bastards prey on innocent young women.
As long as the Nephilim have the only source of elves' gold, we won't be able to trust anyone who depends on the stuff.
A look from Sohaila cut him off.
I don't mean you, of course.
How do you know, Frank? How do you know I won't turn you both in to Duncan Laird for a bit of elves' gold?
Sohaila asked bitterly.
I need it as much as any creature of the other world.
I trust you because I know you, Frank said, looking into her eyes.
His hand moved toward hers, but she snatched it away, sparks flying from her fingertips. Sohaila's eyes glittered like gold coins, and Frank looked away, embarrassed.
And McFay's too young to have developed a dependency, right, McFay?
Oh, yeah, right, I said, guiltily recalling my brief flirtation with Elvesgold 2 months ago, especially a brief interlude in Faerie when Liam had used the elixir to enhance our lovemaking. I had other, less pleasant memories of the substance, although it increased magical...